All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
It's like there should be a bell.
Ding!
Like round two.
This is round two. I'm still suffering from round one.
I don't think my back is fully cured yet.
It's my shoulder.
Boy Fair.
From the bag.
No.
Big bag on my shoulder for like 3 days.
Well, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 181, Toy Fair 2010, part two.
Dose.
Yeah. And we are going to fire through the first segment of this show, starting right now.
Geek Stuff, what's in the news?
Boner is missing.
Yes.
The world is askew because Boner is missing.
Yeah, this is kind of bugging me. Because
Andrew Koenig, son of Walter Koenig, who I did not know that until this story came out.
Really?
That he was the son of Chekhov. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'll put it in better perspective for you. He was the Joker.
Yes, in Dead End.
Yeah, Batman Dead End, the fan-made film.
Right. So Boner from TV's Growing Pains has been missing since February 16th. Wow, he's been missing since from the future.
Since my birthday?
Yeah, he's been missing since February 16th. He was supposed to fly home from Vancouver and never made his flight, and no one's heard or seen from him since.
What is it about playing the Joker that drives everybody crazy? Except dudes that are already crazy going in. No, that doesn't work because Boner was kind of...
Yeah, a little much.
They say he's got problems.
Oh, he's probably in a hotel room with a hooker.
But yeah, this is all over the interwebs. Twitter... I even heard it on a couple of mass media outlets.
News. CNN. It was on CNN.
Yeah, it's big, important news.
Yep.
You know, it's all over the news this week that we that affects us. An issue of, was it Action Comics? Sold for $1 million?
Yeah. Is it like issue one?
It's issue one, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of which they say only 100 copies are in existence currently. And this is the most expensive issue that has ever sold at auction.
Right.
It was for $1 million.
Did we know what the condition was?
8.8.
8.8? I thought it was 8.0. I thought it was 8.8.
Still, $1 million is, that's damn a lot of money. Why? I didn't realize that they had soared up so high.
He's right. It's 8.0. Very fine.
8.0 is a good score. $1 million.
Last year, a copy sold for $317,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Others have sold for closer to $500,000. This one, $1 million.
Like $1 million flat? Or like, you know, $1,003.68.
No, I think it was a million flat. At least that's the number that everybody's reporting. Wow. If it was a little bit more, they're not saying what the actual figure is. Of course, and then the other question is, who bought it? Because I don't think they've announced.
Is it Anthony Cumia? I know I turned him on to some high-priced books.
Somehow I don't think it's Anthony Cumia.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And then I heard Nick Cage. And then I also heard Jerry Seinfeld.
Can't be Nick Cage.
Because he's hurting.
Because Nick Cage is money has money problems. Jerry Seinfeld, it wouldn't surprise me if it was Jerry Seinfeld.
And we know Seinfeld's a big Superman fan. So yeah, I know. You know, that's a possibility. I mean, look.
He's got Seinfeld.
He's got that new show. It's probably okay money-wise. Isn't he the marriage counselor or whatever? Oh, isn't that his show?
He's producing it, right?
Look, I'm just thinking if it's $1 million, it's got to be someone who's got $1 million.
Right.
So you start running through the people who you know are Superman fans.
Right.
In that range, you know, Cage and Seinfeld come up.
Not Cage.
I know, because he's got issues.
He's got problems.
He's got money problems.
Yeah.
So, Matt, did you hear the, speaking of D.C., did you hear the breaking news about Jim Lee going to D.C.?
This is CNN's Wolf Blitzer, and you're in the Situation Room.
I'm Wolf Blitzer. Coming up on the Situation Room, comic book artist Jim Lee goes to D.C. We'll ask our expert panel, the best political team on television, what they think and what President Obama thinks of Jim Lee coming to D.C.
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
I'm Wolf Blitzer. This is CNN.
On that note, Wolf, the news this week was that Jim Lee and Dan DiDio were named co-publishers of DC Comics.
Oh, DC Comics.
DC Comics.
Oh.
Not the Commonwealth.
Ooh, Wolf Blitzer got that wrong.
Yes, he did. But it's okay. We'll let him slide. And Geoff Johns was named Chief Creative Officer of DC Comics, as well as two other people we don't know that do things that we don't care about.
Well, of course, congratulations to friend of the show, Jim Lee, which is great. I think sharing the job with Dan DiDio is not so great from my perspective, but I'm not inside there, so I don't know what they're thinking. But for me, I don't like that whole sharing the top dog spot. What is good is that Paul Levitz is out. Paul Levitz has done, in my opinion, more harm, I think, to
more harm than good.
Than good to DC over the years. I can sit here and tell you a number of occasions and stories and things, but I won't. And Jim Lee is one of my favorite people in the industry, probably is my favorite person in the industry as far as people go. And I think if he takes to the position and runs the company in the way that he ran Wildstorm, I think DC could be very, very successful. Not that they're not now. I think that they are. But I think that Jim may be able to, you know, fix some of the things that are going awry. However, back to what I said, I think the problem with that lovely scenario is the whole Dan DiDio factor in there, because I think Dan is responsible for some of that Minosh too. So Dan DiDio, by the way, is kind of the one might say the
you could say we're all thinking it. It's okay.
He's sort of the Joe Quesada of DC Comics.
Thank you.
So he's not right. Quite, but he's not quite there. You know
no,
what I mean? He hasn't.
No, but
he's
it's
not
a slippery
fully,
slope.
Yeah, well,
he's
it
like
is.
Halfway down the mountain. He's holding on. Like
I don't know how much he's holding on, but you know he's.
Got one hand.
Yeah, he's a person. Geoff Johns, will this affect his writing schedule? Do we know?
According to what he said in a statement that he released on DC's website, that this will not affect his writing of the new Batman book that he's putting out with Gary Frank and the Green Lantern and the Flash series. He said that the only difference is going to be that he has more work to do. That is not going to change any of his current work.
So I'm going to say the first book he drops is Flash.
Well,
that would be my guess.
Just cause or
well,
any
because
reason?
It should not affect his work means it's going to affect it in some way. And I say Flash. Is
I would say you're right out of those three. He's not going to drop the Batman.
He's not. Nobody drops Batman. Yeah. Who you know, I mean, you asked to drop Batman. You don't drop Batman on your own, I'm guessing. If I was writing Batman, they would have to fucking, you know, pry that shit away from me. And two, he's made such a success out of this whole Green Lantern business that that has got to be something he's got to see that through, because that whole... all that stuff ain't settled out yet, right?
Oh, no, no. We have, what is it, After Darkest Night?
Brightest Day.
Brightest day,
yeah.
So I'm sure he's got all that to do as well. So I think Flash is...
Blackest Night, before someone crucifies me.
What did you say? Darkest Night?
I said Darkest Night, yeah. Before someone crucifies me. We've gone over this on the show before, but I don't want
to
get beat
up. You know, if you'd like to crucify OG, why not give our hotline a call?
425-920-6050.
And you can crucify OG, or you can leave us any show comments you have or any suggestions of topics you'd like to hear us discuss over there. Well, good for our pal Jim. Now that motherfucker is going to do my Superman sketch. So I'm just saying.
Or never do your Superman sketch. It's one or the other, really.
I'll see him. Can't hide from me.
Director Breck Eisner, who brought us Sahara, Fear Itself. He directed an episode of Taken that was on the telly. He's doing
the
Crazies.
Miniseries?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's doing the Crazies, which is the...
right. That looks really good, actually.
The Romero remake that's coming out. He is also the one that has been announced now to direct Flash Gordon.
Is it a...
So far. No Queen.
Is it
we
a...
know that.
Reimagination.
It won't be a remake of the campy 1980 version or even the Buster Crab serials from the 1930s.
The campy?
And he promises it will be in 3D.
The campy version?
It was complete camp.
What about calling it the classic version? How about that?
It was complete camp. I love it dearly.
I can't believe you would say that about our friends Melody Anderson and Sam Jones.
I love it. It's one of my favorite movies. It's complete camp.
Okay.
Just like Army of Darkness. I love it. One of my favorite movies.
That is clearly
camp. I watch
camp.
It all the time. Complete camp.
Well, that's clearly camp.
So we have another Flash Gordon to look forward to. We're okay with that, I think. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, the
too
sci-fi
early.
Show kind of failed. So
too early to hate it.
All right. Are you familiar with Shit My Dad Says? Or the PC version, Stuff My Dad Says?
No.
All right, this was... Are you familiar with this, Just Mike?
Yes, I am.
All right, so Shit My Dad Says started out as a Twitter thing. It was a guy who created an account, Shit My Dad Says, and he would randomly post these things that his dad would say. And then
reporting Twitter news now?
No, we're reporting Shatner news.
Oh, okay.
Slow down.
Okay, I'm just saying. Thought we were turning a corner there for a second. I wasn't ready to turn.
CBS has picked up on the popularity of Shit My Dad Says, both on Facebook and Twitter, and has optioned it as a new TV show. And Shatner is the one that's been, I guess, tagged to play dad.
So it'd be like a sitcom.
Yes, a sitcom. And all I can picture, for some reason when I think of this, all I can picture is Stacy Keach as Titus's dad.
Exactly.
Titus. Like, that's how I see this show.
Right.
Like, a grumpy dad, his goofy son or whatever.
Right.
And funny happens.
Oh,
I mean, look.
And what's that? Are we seeing that next fall?
I don't know. Okay. Probably. If it's going to start now, that would be appropriate. Look, you know, Shatner's TV gold.
In my opinion, yes.
Well, I mean, has he?
TJ Hooker, sir.
All right, TJ Hooker. But
Rescue 911.
Rescue 911 was what it was. Boston Legal was good.
That's true.
All right, so there you go.
And he's free now. He's
I
just,
know.
He's doing more of those terrible Priceline negotiator commercials.
And
we
that,
noticed.
And that interview show he does where they sit in an awkward
Shatner's
position.
Raw Nerve.
Yeah.
He
had some interesting guests on that show. You got to give the man that. And he doesn't really, in my opinion, he doesn't softball anything in there. Like, he, you know, he gets in there a little bit.
Love
not,
it.
Not
love it.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not Glenn Beck, but he's thank God, but he's not. You know,
Glenn
he's
Beck.
Not. Yeah, he gave him a little. He gave him a little bit. He didn't let it just go all gaga. You know, Shatner's cool.
Is Wesley Snipes cool?
He's poor.
That's why he wants to do a fourth Blade movie.
Oh.
And who doesn't want to see a honesty.
Well, who doesn't want to see it? Wesley Snipes, as of like 4 months ago. So
in all honesty, I'm not opposed to another Blade movie.
David Goyer?
I don't know yet, but I've liked all three.
Didn't he do the third one? I think Goyer did the third one.
Did you not like the third
one? I loved the third. I loved all of them.
That's what I mean.
So.
I liked all three of them. If, you know, Snipes comes back, it's a great character for him.
Big paycheck.
There is a paycheck involved.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if Ryan Reynolds is going to be available, but
won't thumb my nose at that. But it doesn't have to have Ryan Reynolds.
No, I was just saying.
And
or Triple
Ryan
H.
Reynolds. Well, Triple H is dead.
I know.
The Triple H character
is
dead.
Yes, I know.
And nobody gives.
I know. It's all about what's her name, Beckinsale.
If you don't even know what what's her name is.
Oh Christ! It's not Kate Beckinsale.
Jessica.
Yeah, it's Jessica Biel.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh, good. And she played.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, Whistler's daughter.
Oh, put the man on the spot. He comes to the table.
So yeah, I'm okay with another Blade movie. I'm okay with Wesley Snipes. You know, some motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill. One of the best.
As long as we
movies.
Get one classic line per film.
That's all we need. Bruce Willis, in an interview this week, probably at the premiere of Cop Out would be my guess.
Right.
He said that Die Hard 5 is currently seems to be in the works, as well as a possible still conclusion and follow-up to Unbreakable. He hasn't ruled it out. He says he was talking to M. Night Shyamalan. I don't think that it's going to happen, only because I think M. Night Shyamalan's kind of tied up right now. Isn't The Last Airbender slated to be a trilogy if the first one is successful?
I haven't heard that. It wouldn't surprise me if were that the case, but that doesn't mean he can't do other things, M. Night, that is. He can still make another, I mean, given how time goes.
Well, yeah, I'm just thinking that unless he puts some sort of huge gap in between the Airbender movies and he decides to do Unbreakable in there somewhere, I'm just thinking if Airbender is really a huge success, and based on the trailer, looks pretty cool.
It's a movie that needs a sequel.
I don't. I'm not saying I don't want the sequel. I'm just saying that I wonder how it fits into his schedule.
I like to take that statement back. I don't think it needs a sequel. I think that it could have a sequel.
It would be great.
Unlike
to
the
see,
Matrix,
it would be great to see the two of them.
Should not have had a sequel.
Two of them come to terms.
Well, he's in Mr. Glass in jail.
One stays in jail,
but this is a real world, sir.
He'll get out.
I don't know. Anyway, what else?
New Sherlock Holmes TV series for the BBC, based on the success of the movie, I'm sure.
Of course. Nobody cares.
What else? New Captain America rumor this week.
Ooh,
John Krasinski is on the list apparently this week.
For what?
For Cap.
John Krasinski from The Office?
From The Office.
The goofy-looking guy from
exactly.
The Office?
I'm not
for
sure.
For Cap.
For Cap. I don't know how that works at
Did
all.
Did John Krasinski float that rumor? Because that's some bullshit.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that's what I heard.
Not it's justifying it at all.
It is the rumor of the week.
It is a crap today, rumor.
Least. All right.
Dumb.
Okay. I'm not saying it's right.
Where's the goddamn Hobbit news?
I don't know, but why don't we move on?
Geek Stuff DVD News.
DVDs to check out this week. There are a few.
Right. Justice League Crisis on Two Earths Blu-ray and regular editions.
Yes, I got the Blu-ray edition from Best Buy, which included a small Owlman action figure.
That's cute. Plastic?
Yeah.
Cool. The Jersey Shore Season 1.
Nobody cares.
It's an Amazon exclusive? Nothing? I don't
is
watch.
It?
Yeah, it is. Night Court Season 3.
This is really starting to piss me off now because I don't have Night Court Season 2. So how the hell is Season 3 out?
Someone hates you. I'm thinking it's Triple B.
I'm thinking, how the heck is this keep slipping by me? I'm going to have to get that Triple B on the phone.
Flash Forward Season 1 Part 1.
Yeah.
Hate that shit.
Saw
I hate
that.
That shit.
You know why they did that? Because it's been off now for a while, but now it's coming back.
Yeah,
like,
but I hate
week.
That shit.
I agree.
Because they're going to charge me the same price for Season 1 Part 1 and then the same price for Season 1 Part 2.
Right.
And that they would have charged me if they had just released it all at once.
Exactly.
Bunch of hullabaloo. Matt Damon is the informant out.
Wait, are you going to buy it? I thought you hated that show.
Oh, I'm not going to buy it.
Oh.
But I don't like that they do that. They do it with other shows also.
So you hate the theory.
I hate the theory.
Gotcha.
The Informant also out on DVD this week.
Matt Damon.
Hey, Matt Damon. And I think those were the big ones. I think that was it, really.
Did Okay.
Crazies, the original, is out on Blu-ray this week.
Of course.
Lego, The Adventures of Clutch Powers, out on Blu-ray this week.
Okay, I think you can stop.
Anything else?
Roll into the Just Mike section of the DVD.
Yeah, I haven't gotten down to.
Yeah, I was waiting for that, for the porno ones.
Yeah, we haven't got, we're calling it.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics to check out this week include Project Superpowers Chapter 2, Number 7, featuring a great Alex Ross cover with Burning Eagle, Black Owl, and Man-Cat. I'm just going to go through these quick. You might want to check them out. We're skipping all the intimate details because we got to get into that Toy Fair coverage in segment two. The Phantom Generations, number 8. It's Chapter 8, Thy Will Be Done. Looks like a winner. Buck Rogers, number 9, from Dynamite Entertainment. Great book. Didn't we just... Oh, we were talking about Flash Gordon. Well, Buck Rogers is also a fantastic science fiction property to follow. From DC Comics, it's The Web, number 6, with the second feature, The Hangman. You know, I debated today about dropping this book because while I like The Web, I think I could probably give it up, except The Hangman story is really good.
It's so good. Really excellent and well.
And it stinks because I'm sure they're not going to put out a Hangman trade. Although maybe they will. I don't know. But in any case, I'm sticking with it for the time being. Also from DC, Batman and Robin, number 9. And it looks like Batman's about to chuck Robin off of some building. Just Mike, comments?
Let's do it.
Have you read it?
Yeah, no. No, I haven't read it yet, but I just think it would be funny.
Curse you in your employment. Need you to read these things. Gotham, I know, because everyone's going to say, well, you don't read them. Because I get in the door like 5 seconds in the studio A before we start. Gotham City Sirens, number 9. Yes, Paul Dini writing this one. So check that out.
Like
creator of Harley Quinn. So there it is. And finally, in regular comics this week, The Weird World of Jack Staff, number 1. Now, this is the ongoing Jack Staff book from Paul Grist and Image Entertainment. It's been miniseries and limited series with other companies and blah, blah, blah. This is some of the best stylized comic stuff out there, and you really should check it out. It's a great superhero book, and I really recommend it highly to everybody. They also had a trade come out today. I think it was number 4, so you can check that out as well. And also, Cowboy Ninja Viking. A number 4 came out today also, but which I did not pick up, but it is out. So check out all of those. And one book to check out, this is the, they're calling it A Lost Science Fiction Masterwork, Jet Scott, Volume 1, art by Jerry Robinson, creator of The Joker, and script by Sheldon Stark. Now, this is one of those black and white newspaper science fiction strips with the color Sundays. That used to come out 178 years ago when Jerry Robinson was only 162. It's, again, one of the great – they're right. It is a great lost science fiction strip collection. This is volume 1. I'm trying to ascertain in what year this came out. I think it was in the 30s and 40s when this sort of stuff happened. I can't give you an exact date on Jet Scott. But you should check it out immediately. It's the wide format, so you can get the whole strip in there. Great stuff. Great, great stuff. So check out Jet Scott, Volume 1.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
A couple things to talk about really quickly. From the Graffiti Company, the latest in the Clerks in Action figures.
Right.
So these are, of course, PVCs. The joke is that they don't do any action. Ha, 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 in action. Yes, this one is of Kevin Smith. It's called Night of the Living Kev. It's Kevin as a zombie.
And does he come with 2 plane seats or 1?
Wow.
Zing.
Sir, you've spoken of the man. I don't think you should insult him.
Oh, I think
fat.
That he would find... humor in that. He knows that I love him dearly.
Yes, certainly he's found humor in the situation. Certainly. He's all decked out in his usual wear, but he's covered with blood and he's got some bones and stuff showing. It's essentially a zombie Kevin Smith in action figure.
It's a neat little figure. I like it.
It is what it is. So you can add this to your humongous collection of graffiti in action figures from Kevin Smith. I think this is available most places. You might want to check out Graffiti Designs website. I Google Graffiti Designs because I don't remember what it is exactly, and they may be able to tell you where to get it, what specialty stores are carrying it, or if you can order it directly from a site. You can, of course, come to New Jersey. Go to Kevin's store, The Secret Stash, in Red Bank, New Jersey, and get it there.
Also hitting this week, you hear us talk about Matty Collector a bunch. This is Mattel's collector's club, I guess you can call it, where they have some exclusive licenses.
It's a way for Mattel to release stuff they don't think will do well in mass, but will do well with collectors.
And one of those lines is the He-Man Masters of the Universe line. We had two pieces that came out this week. One was the Battle Cat piece.
That is awesome looking. Why didn't we get that at Toy Fair?
Because they probably didn't have any left.
Fully articulated.
Both of these figures sold out very quickly at Mattel Collector.
That Battle Cat. I don't like He-Man at all, and the Battle Cat was awesome.
Well, I'm not a He-Man collector, but I am a Trapjaw collector. And Trapjaw also came out this week. Trapjaw, of course, comes with a couple of extra parts so that if you want, and you have two of these, you can have a Trapjaw, and then you can also have Cronus to display. Cronus, for those of you not in the know, is the character that Trapjaw eventually became. Oh, no, the other way around. Cronus became Trapjaw. So there you go.
That's how that works?
So you need two so that you can have
No,
Cronus.
Really, you need three, don't you?
No, two. We thought three, but really you need two.
Wait, don't you need parts from two to make?
You need parts from two to build to do the Cronus, and then you have Trapjaw. So Trapjaw by himself is one, and then the parts from the other ones will make Cronus. That make sense?
No. If you get two, can you display Cronus and Trapjaw?
Yes.
That's odd.
Yes.
How many do you have?
I have two.
What happened to the other one?
I paid it forward.
Oh, you did?
To friends of the show who help us out time and time again. I'm going to call upon come May of this year when Star Wars weekends come around to maybe help us out a little bit then too.
Oh, who'd you pay it forward to?
To George and Aileen.
No, I'm already calling that. I'm already calling that chip in right. Or I'm calling that chip in already.
All right.
I got this screaming model kit of the Rocketeer.
Yes, the Rocketeer.
I need done and painted and presented and shit. So
there you go.
I'm calling that chip in right there.
I also had a couple other pieces I wanted to talk about real quick tonight.
Okay.
For those of you that are into designer toys and vinyl toys, Nathan Hamill, who you may know because he does a bunch of artwork for the Star Wars card series and a bunch of those lines, has his own figure out now.
Oh, yeah?
That he designed. It's called Boris. It's from the Picnic Land line.
Uh-huh.
It's a cute little raccoon.
Okay.
Little purple raccoon designer toy. He's pretty awesome, actually. I was really happy to get that. I actually grabbed a T-shirt from him as well. You go over to NathanHamill.com. It's NathanHamill.com. They have a bunch of it there. You can pick it up at a bunch of different vendors online as well. But, it's a great little piece if you're into these kind of designer toys. And
Nathan Hamill.
Yes.
Why is that familiar?
Because it is.
All right.
He's a swell guy.
Sounds very
And he
familiar.
Listens to our show.
He does. Well, how
and
lovely.
I'm a big fan of his stuff. And I like Boris.
And this is his first little piece?
His first piece.
Okay.
I know that he has some other stuff in the works. And we'll talk about that when it's appropriate.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Also, for those of you who collect this stuff that came out a couple weeks ago.
The box doesn't have to be good, does it?
No. He's okay. Going on display.
Okay, good.
The Dunny Fatale series came out this week. This is the first Dunny series by Kid Robot that features all pieces done by female artists. There's some really nice pieces in that line. So if you're a fan of those, you could check those out.
It's like you just spoke Chinese for a minute and a half.
didn't understand a word I said.
You were like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-chan.
And then if you're a fan of the Dunnies. And you like getting customized pieces from
Who
people?
Doesn't like the Dunnies?
That's what I'm saying. You know, Dunny in Australia is like an outhouse.
Apparently. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people keep talking
sense.
To me and I'm like, no, go online. Google Dunny real quick. And they're like, why are you talking about Australian toilets? I'm like, I'm not, I swear. There's a
go
gentleman.
To the Dunny, mate.
There's a gentleman. He has a website, Gorilla Mouth, and it's his artist.
That's his
art company. This is his design company.
These are like anime names.
No,
Prince of Tennis.
That Prince of Tennis is the most ridiculous name ever. But the gentleman's name is Troy, and Troy does these great Dunny customs. He bonsai trees them up.
Okay.
He has like foliage and. They're really cool looking pieces.
Okay.
He did a piece for me that's really awesome. I'm really happy to have it in my collection.
Okay.
And you can go over to gorillamouth.com to check out some of his other work. He has some stuff up that's for sale. They're reasonably priced for customs and
let me ask you a question. Sure. What's all this stuff cost?
The prices vary. The customs, I don't really want to say what I paid because they might vary based on what the piece is.
Okay.
If you go like, and you want to pick up the Dunny Fatale series, they're like $8 or $9 a piece. They're the same company, Kid Robot's the same company that put out the Blind Box Simpsons, Futurama, Where the Wild Things Are, all those little toys. You'll see them in some stores.
Sure.
Urban Outfitters carries them. And Boris, I want to say, was $25, depending on where you got him, or $20, depending on where you got him.
And which one was Boris?
Boris was Nathan Hamill's piece.
Nathan Hamill. It's just sticking in my head. I don't know why.
So I will put links to all this stuff up on the site when we post.
Okay, cool.
But
whenever that is,
hopefully soon. But yeah, some cool stuff to definitely check out.
Okay, great.
And with that, I think we could probably take our first break.
Yes, let's do that, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 181, Toy Fair 2010, part 2. Attention Geek Stuff listeners, do you have a business, website, or other product or service that you would like to advertise on BigKevsGeekStuff.com or the show Big Kev's Geek Stuff? Reach thousands and thousands of people each and every week for a low, low price.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers advertising prices for everybody's budget. For more information on these packages, check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising button.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the best geek exposure for your advertising dollar. Advertising space. No one learned
from your mistakes.
Hey, this is John Wesley Shipp, The Flash. And you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 181, International Toy Fair 2010, part dos.
So, Just Mike, tell us some of your impressions from attending your first Toy Fair this year.
I did not attend.
I see. Did not attend.
Like crickets. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, we attended. Didn't, we saw some stuff.
Didn't attend Toy Fair.
We saw some stuff. We saw Mattel stuff.
Producer of the show. Didn't attend Toy Fair. Okay. I'm sure there was some very important reason why you didn't attend Toy Fair.
I was in the city of Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. So, gambling and whores. I see. Those are the priorities over the show. Gotcha. Okay, very good. No, I really feel like I can continue now.
Mattel?
Yes, Mattel. The other big boy on the block after Hasbro last week.
We got a lovely tour of Mattel. As we always do.
Yes.
And we saw some exciting stuff.
We did.
As we always do.
Uh-huh.
Earlier tonight, we talked about the Trapjaw Matty Collector piece.
Yes.
First thing we saw in the showroom while we were there was the Ghostbusters Matty Collector.
12-inch.
Yeah, and they had the smaller stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. But the 12-inch is what we're really impressed with because there was a Pete Venkman.
Well, we finally saw Venkman. 12-inch Venkman. Good.
Yeah, he does.
Looks fucking
the 12-inch ones look really good. I like them, I'd say, a little bit better than the 6-inch ones.
And the and then the 6-inch Venkman, he's slimed.
Yes.
Like that's...
Yeah.
It's like...
Which I was a little... I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed by that.
You know what? I am and I'm not. I kind of like that scene from the first Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You know, when they first encounter Slimer and he comes out and he's fucking.
Everybody likes that.
So I'm okay with it. Although what it leads me to wonder is whether or not somewhere down the line we'll see a clean Venkman and whether or not he'll be an exclusive of sorts.
Well, what we did see was that there was a non-uniformed
Spengler. Dan Aykroyd.
No, that's not Spengler.
No, that's not Spengler. That's
it's Egon Spengler is Harold Ramis.
Right. Winston.
You don't even know his name, do you?
Oh, my God. What is his name? I'm totally drawing up. Stance. Ray Stance. Oh,
Ray Stance, right.
Yeah,
so we saw Ray Stance.
Like shirt and tie, lab coat.
Yeah. Like beginning of the movie, Ray Stance.
Yes.
Like go-getter Ray. Ray Stance.
Go-getter Ray.
And we also saw Peck.
And the containment unit.
Yes.
I want the containment unit. I mean,
yes.
I want them all, obviously.
You're doomed.
I want the containment unit.
Uh-huh. And those are all available or will be available or have been available, depending on which one we're talking about, on Matty Collector. And they have been selling right the fuck out.
Like hot cakes, dare I say.
Yes.
So from there, we moved on to some DC-related product.
Yes, we saw some new 3¾ DC, which they've gone back to the drawing table now, and they're, I guess not starting over is not correct. They're doing a new series, and which will celebrate the 75th anniversary of DC Comics, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what it is.
We hope that's
really 75. Oh, I guess
probably. Yeah, there's some good quality stuff in that line. I mean, Mattel continues to put out some exciting stuff. You know.
Yeah, they're fully articulated. They're doing them great. There's a bunch of them coming out, so there's that. Also continuing, we saw some new Justice League Universe. I'm really glad that line's continuing because the animated style's terrific, and they're doing a lot of great characters.
The Lobo piece?
Yeah.
Lobo looks really good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some of the other highlights. There was...
What, the animated line?
Yeah.
Blue Devil
wasn't animated, right? He was just a regular, I think.
No, they've done Blue Devil already in the animated, like, last year.
Right, so. Right. Okay.
There was a bunch, though. We can suffice it to say that. And they were also showing brand new, the 6-inch DC Universe line, of course, is going to continue, which is great.
That's where the Blue Devil piece that we looked at,
yes.
That was really cool, was.
Right,
yes.
Right. A 6-inch Blue Devil, classic Blue Devil.
Blue Beetle also, right?
Blue Beetle has been out for a while.
Oh, I thought he was a new one.
Or is that a new? Oh, is that the new Blue Beetle?
Yeah, it was a new Blue Beetle.
Yeah, I think the new Blue Beetle is new to the Mattel line, but I think it has been out previously in maybe the DC Direct line, or I'm completely wrong.
All right.
In any event, more 6-inch stuff on display, which is terrific. Some new 2-packs that are going to be exclusive, but we don't know where yet.
What was that Zod figure we saw?
That was a Matty Collector Zod from the Superman movie.
From the movies, right?
Right.
He was bigger, wasn't
12
he?
12-inch.
Yeah, he was 12-inch.
12-inch
that was a nice
General
piece.
Zod, yeah. Kind of a weird, obscure piece, but, you know, 12-inch General Zod doesn't really go with anything, really.
Right.
Not like the Ghostbusters are going to square up with them, and there's no, you know, there's no 12-inch Christopher Reeve Superman. So, I don't know. It was kind of an oddball piece, but Matty Collector's putting it out. I'm sure a lot of people are going to get it. So, there it is. So we said DC 6-inch. Oh, I just remembered. What's his name? Is it Kamandi? I think that's who it was.
Yes.
A 6-inch figure of Kamandi, which is like obscure DC character. So
yeah, there was also a Metal Man figure in there.
Yes, they're starting to pepper the Metal Men into the 6-inch line, much the way that they've started peppering in the Doom Patrol line. So. Yeah, that's very exciting for guys who like some older characters, more obscure stuff like me. That's a terrific thing that's happening there.
From there, we moved on to some of the 2-packs, which were DC Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, there was some
2-packs.
Yeah, there was some comic or something DC versus Masters of the Universe or something a while back, and they've done a pair of 2-packs off.
It
of
was
that.
Yeah, Superman and He-Man. And Lex Luthor and Skeletor.
Right.
Those were the two.
Yeah.
So,
kind of a weird one.
And then also one of the things everybody was talking about, Masters of the Universe, Mattel oriented, is going to be one of the San Diego exclusives.
Right, and they're only telling us this one.
Right, we know there's going to be more.
Right.
But this is Molar.
Yes, Molar from Robot Chicken.
This is the dentist
right.
He-Man character. He comes with the, forceps?
Pliers.
With a tooth in them.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a two-pack. The other piece is Skeletor missing a tooth.
We're missing the tooth out of the front of his head.
Tooth Skeletor.
Yeah. So that was really exciting. And
then
other
exciting pieces in that line.
Right.
And then Avatar.
And then Avatar, where they're doing, it looks like they're doing some more releases, some spring stuff released.
And they've changed the figures up also. They've added a feature into the figures on the body of the figures where they luminesce now, right? They
it's like some iridescent or luminescent, like little dots something.
Yeah, like they do in the movie, kind of like when they connect or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
So that's cool. There's some new creatures in there. I think
right.
There's another mech. Or suit,
yeah,
the amp suit, whatever it's
called.
They're
doing another, a different amp suit than the one that they've previously released. They're doing some more of the creatures and stuff. Yeah, I think Avatar still has some legs under it.
The Giovanni Ribisi figure looks a little like Giovanni Ribisi. Good likeness on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
He looks kind of half, you know.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, just saying. And then from there, of course, we checked out the WWE.
Right.
Line, of course, brand new for Mattel this year, and the figure's already a hit, already a sensation with collectors. Mattel's selling point here is that they're greatly articulated, the likenesses are great, but they all seem to be coming from the same scale, which seems to me slightly smaller than Jax was doing, but they're all in scale.
They're, yeah, at least they are all in scale with each other.
Right, like Rey Mysterio is really tiny.
right.
Like versus, say, a Big Show who's really big.
Not.
So, yeah. So that's a good selling point. These ones, are, of course, they're trying to appeal to both collectors and kids here, and I think they're on the mark in that regard. I think they have something for everybody in the WWE license. Had a chance to... talk to Triple H. He seems very pleased. Not like a guy who knows anything about what he's talking about when it comes to toys. But hey, what do I know?
New Piper figure coming.
I know.
I mean, you have to have it.
It's just it's killing me.
This is Piper with kick cancer feature.
And is it?
That's
make fun of a man who beats cancer.
I'm not making fun of him. Good for Piper. He's a swell guy.
At least I'll get this one. Yeah, I realized the other day there's like three Piper figures I'll likely never have.
Tisk, tisk. Boxing Piper?
Boxing Piper. Gold Gloves Boxing Piper. There are two different
ones.
And the G.I. Joe Piper that we mentioned last week on the show.
Yeah.
Do you know how much that motherfucker going for?
A ton.
A grand.
What?
I've seen it as high as a grand and as medium as like 700, 500, 700.
One day, Rabbit. You'll find them.
Oh, please. Are we kidding?
We also saw, when we left the collector showroom, we saw a couple of things, too.
Yes, we actually, I questioned after, they had some Batman Brave and the Bold, which is really a kid-directed line. However, I think it's really fantastic design concept-wise. I wanted to see more. They had some of the little, you know, the like little PVC Galactic Hero, Superhero Squad type figures.
Some cute ones
display.
In there, too.
Yeah, some great characters. But I wanted to see the 6-inch, which they claim to be continuing, and they brought us in, showed us some stuff. The Bat-Bot, giant bat robot, which I presume here is to be in scale with the 6-inch figures, was really cool. Very reminiscent of the bots from Kingdom Come.
Yes. That's an impressive-looking piece.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of those... Yeah, that's a cool looking piece.
Yeah, and
I might have to have that.
They showed us a couple other things, not the least of which was Bigfoot. So Bigfoot is this year's answer to
Spike
the Ultra Dinosaur.
Right, so for those of you who have never bothered to watch an episode of Live from Studio V, first off, shame on you.
Is there anyone listening to the show who hasn't watched Studio V?
I don't know. Perhaps.
Okay, I'm just
we
saying.
Get new subscribers every time we post it. People who say they listen regularly, and then all of a sudden, oh, great review. So perhaps there are.
Okay. Okay.
There's a review that we did of Spike the Ultra Dinosaur from Mattel sometime last year.
Right.
One of the best Studio Vs ever. Great, awesome piece.
Yeah.
When we do the Bigfoot one, gonna blow Spike out of the water.
I think so.
As a matter of fact, I think I want to stage Bigfoot versus Spike.
I don't know. Spike's not very fond of you, as I recall from that video.
No, it kind of cursed me off.
Just saying.
You throw a boulder at me.
So what, are you going to back Bigfoot in that fight?
That's it.
I might have to take Spike Bigfoot. Over that, sir.
I got him. He's just my saying. Boy.
We're going to be talking about more stuff from that Fisher-Price brand, if you will, which is a brand under Mattel.
Right.
Their brand new Imagine X stuff for DC is coming our way. So as soon as we get that stuff, you're going to hear about it. And some more Imagine X and Spike type things as well.
It's come to our attention that there are some Geek Stuff listeners out there who are geek dads.
Absolutely.
And perhaps we've decided that we are going to start exploring some of these other things that we've kind of explored but maybe glossed over in the past. We're going to start exploring them a little bit more in depth, and we have some exciting things coming up in the future.
Can I just tease that?
Can I
tease that contest?
Yeah, sure.
Twilight Turtle returning to Big Cat Geek Stuff. That's going to happen. Not next week, but the week after. It's going to be the return of Twilight Turtle.
Right.
And a giveaway contest. I don't want to give away any more information right now, but I'm just saying
Geek Dads.
A giveaway contest with multiple winners.
Get ready.
Just saying.
All right. Moving on from Mattel and on to Tonner.
Yes.
Woo-wee, do we got some doozies for you.
Well, let's first start by saying Shauna Perry blew off Toy Fair to go to Cancun with some man. I'm just saying.
You were very upset. You almost had an emotional breakdown. It was touching.
We were teased and baited by Joe over at Tonner.
We were teased and baited by Joe over at Tonner about something that we shouldn't have even been teased and baited over.
That we should have known.
Damn you, Joe. Damn you.
We should have known it. We should have known it a month before anybody else did.
Well, we blame Shauna Perry for
because
that.
It's our idea.
Clear. It is.
And you know what?
And we have proof.
And we have proof. And we're gonna play that proof in a moment, but let's just say this. Number one, Shauna Perry, I questioned her about that this week. You know what she said? Oh, like you were the guy, like you were the only guys who thought of that.
Okay. We should replay her the original interview.
No, we don't have to do that. In a moment we're going to play our Toy Fair 2010 interview with Robert Tonner, head of the Tonner Doll Company. And he's going to confirm that. But let's leave those pieces aside. Let's just run down what we can look forward to from Tonner this year.
We can look forward to more from the Miss Piggy line that they put out. At least another piece in that line is coming. DC Stars is continuing.
Right. What did we
see? New Harlequin.
Yeah, the new Harlequin.
We saw a Huntress.
Huntress is a CE2E special.
Right.
And
we saw Power Girl.
Right.
Also.
Power Girl with large bosoms.
A large bosoms. Also,
yes.
We saw a continuation of the Psycho Circus.
Yeah, the reimagination.
The reimagination.
Right.
The circus line. There were some really cool pieces.
Yeah.
The little monkey ringmaster piece that's in this line is really awesome. The bird girl and the serpent girl, I think she was. Both. There are some really solid pieces
wasn't
in
she,
that line.
I have to ask you this, though. The Serpent Girl, wasn't she a mermaid? Wasn't she a Fiji mermaid, sir?
We see the rare Fiji Island mermaid, I don't think she was made of super sculpting.
I'm just saying. I think that's what it was.
Also, in what I'm calling a brilliant move by Tonner, and I'm sure that you would agree, the Harry Potter line in a smaller, much more friendly scale.
Affordable.
For people who maybe really want to get into the line, but we're kind of out of it because of price point, they're launching a 12-inch line now.
Which I think stands up, to me personally, it stands up to the, what we're calling it, the 16-inch line, the big line, as the younger versions of the kids.
Well, that's I was going to say, so if you get your 12-inch... if you get your 12-inch Harry, Ron, and Hermione, which is what we saw there, and then you put them next to your Dumbledore, Snape, and Voldemort, for example.
Yeah, you're like doing year one, year two.
You could kind of got a scale thing going on there.
But they are going to come out with adults in that line that they have not come out with in the bigger line.
That's correct. Yeah, I think who did we hear? A possible on McGonagall? Was
McGonagall, Dumbledore, maybe a two-pack or something like that we had heard. Something along those lines.
We also saw the Torchwood figures were there.
Torchwood and Doctor Who. Now, this is a license that Tanner has been touting for, what?
A year?
A year and a half, maybe almost 2 years. And it looks like they're finally going to come to the table with those pieces. Also, pieces from Tanner for the brand new Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
And also...
which, by the way...
They were amazing.
Wow.
We saw one that we were not supposed to see. And wow. I don't know that we're supposed to mention that we saw it.
I wonder if we're allowed to mention it or not.
I don't know either.
Okay, let's just say this.
Let's just say...
We've all seen Alice from Tanner.
Right.
The next obvious piece... Maybe. Is brilliant.
Brilliant.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Looks
really
fantastic.
Cool.
If you're a fan of this movie, if you're a fan of Tanner, it's definitely a piece you're gonna want to have.
Right.
Also, we saw
Prince of Persia.
We saw Prince of Persia.
Which was very good also.
And
we have to say though, the criticism of Tanner that continues on and on and on is accessories which cannot be held.
They don't even have V hands. They just have.
Well, I think we mentioned. We actually mentioned that in the interview with Robert. I can't remember if that happened before or after our interview where we said they should have a C hand and a V hand.
Right.
You know, old school Star Wars style.
We saw Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit, who I thought was not busty enough.
Who you thought was not busty enough.
But
you
apparently.
You made a suggestion that would make her busty, to which the counter was. That's what it is.
Yeah, I said that the Power Girl body, perhaps a better body for Jessica
and
Rabbit, and I was told that it was the Power Girl body.
Power
it's all how they're presented.
Right.
I guess.
So when you get your Jessica Rabbit, you just got to pull it down a little.
Oh, that's what I think. I think, and just in the
just
back.
Little, yeah, just a little.
Just kind of a little, yeah, like a little twist in the back, so it's a little tighter.
Also, the Disney Princesses line,
yes.
Right, is mm-hmm. continuing. And
it's
of course,
starting,
the natural.
Sir.
The addition to this one that we saw,
right.
Which I don't think we had seen yet before, it's Princess Tiana.
Right.
From,
we hadn't seen any of them before.
I thought we had seen some of them online.
Oh, did
Maybe
we?
Maybe we didn't discuss them on the show, but I think we had seen some pictures online.
Right.
But Tiana, I hadn't seen before, so that she's from Princess and the Frog.
Right. So there.
So that's
I think
Tanner in a nutshell.
That wraps up pretty much Tanner. And let's play our special exclusive interview with Robert Tanner. The president, founder, chief guru person over at Tanner Doll. Hey, Big Kev here at Toy Fair 2010 with a superstar, Robert Tanner. How are you, Robert?
Good. I like the superstar thing.
We're going huge this year. There's no doubt that the Tanner Company is producing some of the finest collectibles in the world. How's that feel?
That feels pretty damn good.
And it's true. It's true, though. I'm not even, like, kissing your ass because I don't need to. If you made sucky toys, I would tell you. So let's talk about some of the give us a few highlights, stuff that we can expect to see in 2010.
Well, you know, we had a great 2009, partly because of Twilight. So we're continuing with that. I'm very excited about that. We have Jacob out right now. They've been great to work with. And that's a great property to have. Finally, we're getting out Doctor Who and Torchwood.
Now, you say finally. Now, we talked about this last year, and it was finally it's coming out. Is it actually finally, or?
It's finally. It was, you know, it's the dolls have been approved by the actors and by the studios and all this. It was getting the factories approved that we work with them. There's a lot of paperwork. So it took a year and a half, but we're ready to go. So they should be out in the spring.
Okay, very good. Now, let's talk about, and now, is there any, before I cut you off and get into the things I'm interested in, is there any other highlight stuff 2010 that you'd like to share with us?
You betcha. Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter in Alice for Disney should be killer.
I hate to tell you, but somebody showed us.
No.
Yeah, they showed us it.
You can't talk about it, but they, no, he's killer. And, you know, the other characters, Anne Hathaway and the Red Queen. You know, I think they're going to be really nice stuff.
What I think is great is that you've really captured Helena Bonham Carter exactly as she appears in life, and that they didn't have to do any special effects for her. I think that's fantastic.
Oh, the big head.
What? It's true. The woman's got a big head. She's a lovely woman. I've met her. She's nice. So okay, so now I want to point some specific questions at you. Let's talk about you're doing some more Disney stuff. I see the princesses are here. Muppets, which is a Disney license at this point. You've done some Miss Piggy. It looks like that's going to continue. What's up with some Disney movie things that you might have coming down the pipe from, let's say, old movies in 1982?
Like Tron?
Yes, like Tron. Okay, that's a good example.
Yeah, no, we don't have that.
No, nothing with Tron?
No, we will. We have the Jeff Bridges figure probably coming out in a couple months. And as far as, you know, to order and all that.
Right, right.
The figure itself should be out, I would say, midsummer.
Okay, midsummer. And it's a classic him in movie, in game?
Yeah, as the character in the 82 movie.
That's great. And do you have a Tron, something going on with Tron 2, or is that yet to be determined?
Not yet. That's to be determined. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now, many years ago, Robert, let's call it 3 or 4 years ago, my co-host OG and I, we met you, we got friendly, and we said, you know, we know a perfect property that would be great for you guys to do, and that, of course, was Firefly and Serenity. And now we hear rumor that maybe some of that stuff is coming down the line.
Yeah, well, I don't really remember it that way. No.
Thankfully, we have the tapes. So,
no, I remember it that way. No, you guys did mention it, and yeah, we are. This we're going to debut it at our convention in May in Chicago. And I'm very excited about it. You know, I've become a big fan since. You guys turned me on to it, and
I wanted to get Robert on tape saying we turned him on to Firefly. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So you know, I think it's going to be a great thing. There are collectors all over the place for this stuff. So,
Can you share any details with us about what might be launched in Chicago? I can't hear you shaking your head, Robert. So,
no, but not yet. I can't. No.
Okay. How about, like, is there a number of pieces you can tell us? Like, different characters, something
yeah,
like that?
Two different characters. And I would think, you know, a male and a female, and probably a star, if you were...
I understand. And one presumes if they do well that others will follow.
Absolutely. Even if they don't. We've been known to do that. We do things...
This is true.
...that don't do well, so...
Golden Compass comes to mind.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there you go. Robert, any closing comments for 2010, something we can look forward to in 2011, something, give us a little something.
I think, I mean, we're really on a roll with a lot of different things. The studios are coming to us, and they're, I'm thrilled to say that they're being proactive with getting us involved earlier. So, you know, Prince of Persia is coming out, and we'll have figures close to the release of the movie, all this. So, you know, there's stuff I'm sure that we don't even know about yet that we're going to be doing in the next year. So I'm very excited. We have a great relationship with the studios and all that. It'll be interesting also to see what the Marvel Disney thing will bring, if anything, to us. So,
and there it is. It's I'll summarize. Keep your eye on Tonner in 2010 and look out for more in 2011. Thank you, Robert.
Leave it. Thank you.
So there was the interview. And there was the news.
Yep.
We're going to leave it at that for now. We'll talk about it later.
No, I want to reiterate. You know, when we first met Robert Tonner, we thought the greatest thing Tonner could do would be to get the Firefly license or Serenity license, whichever it turns out to be, and do what we suggested was Mal and Kaylee from Shindig, the
right.
episode Shindig. And I think what we're getting is Mal and Inara, and we don't know which Inara it is yet.
Right.
So
there it is.
There it is. And yes, Shauna Perry, it was our idea first.
That's right.
And Robert backed us up. So there.
You let us down.
Stick that in your hat.
Gorgeous, Diamond.
Gorgeous, beautiful woman.
Diamond.
She says also that she is not the basis for the...
Femme fatale?
Feline fatale figure.
And I'm not Italian. So there you go.
Okay, just saying.
All right.
So you put that to
rest. No, not at all. No, it's fine. Diamond.
Uh-huh.
Diamond has done something that is amazing for collectors.
Okay, what are they?
I'm going right into the banks.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Diamond has a series of...
Why it's good and why it's bad.
All right. Diamond has a series of banks coming out.
Yes.
From multiple licenses.
Right.
Right? That has... I'm going to say epic quality for a bank.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. It's a vinyl. They're vinyl type banks,
right?
And they've done a few already. They've done Darth Vader. They've done I don't know who else. Maybe just Darth Vader. But they are coming out with a bunch in the Star Wars line and in the Transformers line.
They have two Boba Fetts, Jedi and Empire.
Right, two Boba Fetts.
They have a series of clone troopers.
Right, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a second.
And then, I'm just listing them real quick. And then Optimus and Megatron.
Right, and these are essentially
classic Optimus and Megatron.
Right,
by the way,
consider really well sculpted mini busts,
but big,
but vinyl. They're slightly larger than Let's take General Giant as the standard, right? They're slightly larger than the General Giant mini busts.
Yes.
They're really well sculpted. They have a lot of detail. And I think overall they're really well done.
And they're price friendly.
And they're ridiculous. They're like $20.
$20.
Yeah.
As opposed to if they were, you know,
70, 80 bucks.
Or
right.
whatever. $80.
Yeah. All right. That said.
That's the pros.
Those are the pros. Cons.
Okay.
They are using the Clone Trooper banks as their San Diego Comic-Con giveaway thing.
Is that a con?
San Diego Comic-Con?
No. Is that a con? A negative? Is this a negative?
Oh, yes.
Cons,
it's a con because they have four of them coming out.
Right.
Each one will only be available from a distributor at San Diego Comic-Con. And if you get all four, it's like their hunt a few years ago. If you get all four, you go back and you get some special accessory
you
pack.
You get the pieces to make one of them into Rex.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. We confirmed it after you had walked out. I went back and confirmed it with the gentleman from Rebel Scum.
Uh-huh.
We were like, we have to ask. And it's Rex. So really, you have to end up buying five.
Because
presumably, you're going to want to keep the four as is, and then you're going to want one to be Rex.
Exactly. So that said, it's a great opportunity, except I don't think many people are going
to
get the opportunity, if you know what I mean.
To complete the sets.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes and no. I think what may happen,
they are not going to release them down the line or anything crazy like that.
At least they may do different ones that are mass at some other
They
point,
might, but they said no on the ones that are there, and the ones that were there were, there was definitely a regular clone trooper I know is going mass. There was a Cody-looking character.
Right.
There was one of those red sort of...
One of the red Target exclusive-looking characters.
Yes, exactly one of those. And I think the other one might have been a Gree. Commander Gree. He was like the green camo
the green one. Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Cody, of course, makes... Not Cody. Who'd you say? Rex.
Rex
would be the other one. I personally, as a collector of all things Imperial Army, I want all of them. And the fact that, you know, whether I'm going to San Diego or not this year, were I not going to San Diego, absolutely, I'd be a little upset because I would be missing the opportunity to get those items. So I'm on the fence about using this as a...
As a San Diego thing?
As a San Diego thing.
All right. Well, that being said, let's move on with Diamond. We also saw the continuation of the Back to the Future DeLorean line.
Yes, the last one.
Three.
Right.
The rail car.
Rail ready.
Right.
The rail ready DeLorean is out. The only other one they haven't done is the train, and they said good luck.
They said they're not going to do it.
Although, your breath waiting for that.
You know what, though? You know, if the line is successful and continue, and there's a demand, you never know.
Price point, sir.
Okay.
I don't think it's happening.
What else? We saw the Ghostbuster replica signs.
Right. Like the outside sign from the Ghostbusters place, some other... neon signs and other little Ghostbusters things. They have they've had some Ghostbuster banks and things that are going to continue coming out as well. They had a goddamn ton of Mini-Mates.
Mini-Mates out the hoo-hoo.
And plus, now, their own original designs on Mini-Mates, their own sort of Mini-Mate universe.
Yeah, they've kind of created this. I don't remember the name of the line exactly.
I think it was called Mini-Mates.
Is it just Mini-Mates? But there were some cool looking pieces in that line. There were some all right looking pieces, some like futuristic-y, shuttle-y stuff. They have Halo Mini-Mates too coming out too, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in that line if you're a Mini-Mates collector.
Right.
It looks like they're moving forward with Marvel. Their Marvel Select line.
Uh-huh.
The Abomination is pretty good.
Yeah, and the Thing.
But the Thing is amazing.
Yeah.
They finally have a Thing that would be properly in scale with Legends.
With 6-inch, yeah.
Right? Or 6-inch, we'll say 6-inch. Right.
Because, well, that line is not technically 6-inch. It's, no, slightly, it's slightly larger. Bigger. Right.
But that thing is
perfectly
is perfect for 6-inch. And it's a great looking, it's a great looking piece. If you're a Thing fan, that is a must have.
Yep.
There's a Magneto in that line also that looked really good. And then there's a couple of Cyclopses, I think, that we saw in
It was a regular Cyclops, and I think it was in the
classic.
X-Factor
Cyclops. Oh, yeah.
The early giant, X-Factor with the giant X, I think, is a variant on that figure. And then Diamond was also doing some Universal Monster Mego type figures.
Right, we saw those.
Right, as well as some Universal Monster type action figures, like regular plastic figures.
Yeah, were they
were
like
they action
display
figures?
Display things?
Statues, limited articulation.
And I think there was Twilight Zone ones too, I think, weren't there?
I don't know about Twilight Zone.
I thought I had seen Twilight Zone.
I don't know,
ones.
But I know they're coming out. Those Universal Monster non-Mego ones, I think, are coming out like once a year, like around Halloween time. But we saw like five of them there, so they have the next bunch planned, it would seem.
Yeah, I mean, there's just some great stuff. You know, Diamond continues to have some good licenses
and also
continues to put out some good stuff.
And also continuing the Star Wars quarter scale.
Right, we saw
Vader.
Vader
and a Phase One clone trooper with a drinking problem.
Vader looked like he had a little bit of a problem too. Vader was a little.
I don't know. I don't have any of those pieces because the only Imperial Army one out thus far, I think, has been the Emperor, and I think he just came out.
I have.
You have Maul.
I have Maul.
Right.
And I have a complaint, but overall, I love the piece.
Okay, what's the complaint?
Great piece, real feel clothing, articulated. You know, good price
all
point.
That.
He comes with the binoculars, but he doesn't. But he can't hold the binoculars.
Ah,
there's no
binocular grippy hand.
No binocular gripping hand.
I see.
But yeah, I mean, I like those pieces. I'm not upset with those.
You just hang them with the hood up.
Yeah, there are some complaints with that line.
There have been,
but
the body type.
It's a little small.
Too tall, too lanky, too thin.
Yeah, if you have a character that's well clothed. Like Darth Maul, for example.
Yeah, the robed characters.
They're fine because you can't tell that the body is small. They're bulked up naturally by the clothing.
Right.
But for...
Like Indiana Jones looked gaunt.
Right.
You know, and like he hadn't eaten in a while.
So...
And too tall.
So that was Diamond.
Right.
We got one more, and then I promise we're done.
Okay.
For tonight.
Kotobukiya. Yes.
All right, we're going to start off with a public service announcement.
Yes.
Star Wars is continuing.
Yeah, it's back.
It's back.
I think that's what Shingo said, right?
Shingo, we were in that booth for what, 15 minutes? For 10 of those minutes, it was like, and this is our great Marvel line. Be sure to tell everybody Star Wars is back.
That's exactly.
And this is our Bishoju Marvel line.
Right.
Be sure to tell everybody Star Wars is back. This is our anime line. Star Wars is back.
So they're coming back. You may remember the Kotobukiya company put out, or Kotobukiya.
Right.
I don't know which it is.
Kodo.
Well,
I'm going to just call him Kodo.
Maybe if George and Aileen from October Toys want to correct us on how we say Kotobukiya or Kotobukiya, we would appreciate it, or we wouldn't. In any event, their most recent product, of course, you may have seen it around, is the lightsaber chopsticks.
Love them.
Right, which they've had on display, which I think are out now everywhere.
One complaint about them, but overall love them.
What's the complaint?
The pack out's a little weird.
Okay.
It's one pack is it Vader or is it Maul's saber?
Vader.
It is Vader. Okay, because I thought, for some reason, I thought I saw an attachment piece for the two red blades.
I don't think so.
It was on display. So it's Vader's saber, right, two, and then it's Yoda.
Right.
Well, and then the other set is Luke's blue sabers.
Right.
And then
a little Yoda.
Yoda. Set.
Yeah.
Why not? I don't know, why not somebody else? Why not Obi-Wan's saber instead of another Yoda?
You maybe they're still coming.
I'm just saying you've got the opportunity here to put out four distinct designs and you choose three.
I don't
That's
understand.
A valid criticism.
I don't understand why they just didn't do them as singles.
Well, because maybe you want a set.
But still, as singles, you can't buy a set.
It's true.
I'm just saying, it would make more sense to do that. But what they are famous for is their what do you call the kind of vinyl snap together Star Wars pieces, which were enormously popular a few years ago.
Right.
The last big push on those was their Bounty Hunter series, where if you got all the Bounty Hunters, you had a Vader figure for free. That kind of you know, like a Build-A-Figure that fit in the middle there.
Right.
So that was really cool. And, yes, but apparently they're coming back to the table with more Star Wars, more details to follow. We then did see their Bijou line, which is kind of an anime-influenced Marvel female character line, also coming to DC as well.
Right.
Bijou,
now, in that line, Rogue has been out already. And then we saw Jean Grey and Phoenix. Phoenix of which is...
Phoenix and Dark Phoenix.
Right. Phoenix and Dark Phoenix. The Dark Phoenix is awesome. Translucent base and hair. Kind of glowy red and orange.
Yeah, yeah. Really cool.
Psylocke in that line, and also Scarlet Witch.
Right.
Oh, and I think a Black Widow also we saw.
Yes, I think you're correct.
And then we found out, too, that they're coming to DC, so that's pretty exciting.
Right. So,
and then that other Marvel, the other Marvel line that they had.
Yeah, so this is Kotobukiya's Marvel license, statue works, if you will. A lot of nice stuff. Nothing I'm particularly into myself personally. They have a large red Hulk, which apparently is really cool.
The Doom piece was really nice, I thought. Iron Man was okay. I'm not a huge Thor fan. Cap looked good.
They are, but we should say that line is continuing. I think that was the best way to kind of overall say that. And back on the chopsticks, they're actually doing some ancient Japanese.
Oh, that's right. They're doing like
samurai sword
sheath.
Yeah.
Chopsticks too, so
they were interesting.
Yeah, I mean, look, Kotal continues to put out good stuff,
and they're going to bounce back with Star Wars, I think, hard. So I think later this year or early next year, I think we're going to see some great Star Wars pieces come from Kotal. They actually did—I forgot to mention—they did the smaller scale vinyl pieces from the Clone Wars. I had neglected to mention those, but they did those as well. That also had. They also did a line of clone troopers that had a Build-A-Figure in that line as well.
Right. So
there it is.
There it is.
And with that,
we take a break.
Let's take our final break. We'll be right back with the wrap up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 181, Toy Fair 2010, part 2. Matt, I just got a brand new 2-pound bag of Jelly Belly jelly beans. They come in 49 flavors, all of which I'm going to read for you right now. Berry Blue, Blueberry, Bubblegum.
Jelly Belly is the original gourmet jelly bean. A fat-free candy with only 4 calories per bean.
Cotton candy, A&W cream soda, crushed pineapple, Dr. Pepper.
You can go to jellybelly.com to find recipes on how to combine your favorite jelly bellies to come up with new and exciting flavors, like mud pie and berry smoothie.
Orange juice, orange sherbet, peach, peanut butter, pina colada, pink grapefruit, plum, raspberry.
And with Easter just around the corner, now is the perfect time to get Jelly Bellies for your entire family.
Strawberry daiquiri, strawberry jam, tangerine, toasted marshmallow, top banana.
That's Jelly Belly, the original gourmet jelly bean.
Jelly Bellies, available at a store near you.
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead! What the fuck is happening?
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 181, Toy Fair 2010, part 2.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Missing Boner, a million-dollar copy of Action Comics number 1.
I don't remember bringing Just Mike up.
Shh.
You meant the caning kid.
Yeah, that guy. Jim Lee and Jeff Johns moving uppance. At DC.
Uh-huh.
Director of Flash Gordon. William Shatner and the shit he says.
shit my dad says. Okay. Can't believe they're going forward with that. Sounds like caveman.
No, it doesn't.
I know. I'm only kidding. Blade 4, Die Hard 5, Unbreakable 2, Masterpiece Theater, BBC Sherlock Holmes, and John Krasinski as Captain America. And I'm starting a rumor this week, Rainn Wilson as the Red Skull.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of those are as likely.
From there, we went into DVDs that came out this week. There was a handful that we wanted to bring up and mention to you, one of which pisses Kevin off to no end.
I wonder if it's because Best Buy isn't carrying them in stores.
It might be. They might be available like through Best Buy Online. But just get the Amazon.
I think I got to do the Amazon.
JLA, Crisis on Two Earths, out this week. Jersey Shore Season 1. Why are we bringing this up? All right, I mentioned it. It's my fault. Night Court Season 3, which we just said. Flash Forward Season 1, Part 1. Fuck you guys. I hate you guys. And The Informant. Comic books that came out this week. A handful that we wanted to highlight.
Hey.
Oh, do you want me to do what I have?
Oh, I have those. Oh, I'm sorry. The Weird World of Jack Staff, number 1. Gotham City Sirens, number 9. Batman and Robin, number 9. The Web, number 6. Buck Rogers, number 9. Phantom Generations, number 8. And Project Superpowers, chapter 2, number 7. Also a book to check out. It's Jet Scott, volume 1. Art by Jerry Robinson. Script by Sheldon Stark. A lost science fiction masterwork. And I completely agree with that assessment.
In our product review section tonight, we talked about the latest in the Kevin Smith in action figures line.
Yes, it's Night of the Living Kev, a undead zombie version of Kevin Smith.
And then tonight we also talked about the new Kid Robot Dunny line, the Dunny Fatale line.
Who doesn't like Dunnies?
Silly. We talked about Boris from Nathan Hamelin, the first in the Picnicland series.
Do I know Nathan Hamill from something? Have I met him? Is that what it is? Have I met him?
You may have. He does Star Wars card art.
I can't make.
You're a Star Wars fan.
I can't make a connection. I don't know what it is.
Throwing it up.
All right.
Also, if you're a fan of customizers, check out GorillaMouth.com. Troy does some great work over there and get an awesome piece from me.
Okay.
In segment 2 tonight, we talked about Toy Fair Part 2, Mattel, Diamond, Kodo, Tonner.
Bing.
Done.
The end. So, next week, we got Part 3. We're going to wrap up this Toy Fair mess, and we'll be back on a regular schedule, a regular old hack show that we did before Toy Fair, and it'll be very exciting. I just want to say right now, random giveaway opportunity right now, folks. Nice. Random giveaway opportunity. I want you to go over to your internet web browser and send an email to geekstuffog@gmail.com. Random prize giveaway. We're going to pick one person from all the entries we receive between now and the next show, and a random prize from ThinkGeek. From ThinkGeek.com.
What is the email?
Random, nothing.
Just a blank email?
Hey, I want a prize. That's what I say. Hey, I want a prize.
All right. Hey, I want a prize. GeekStuffOG@gmail.com.
Right. And we need your info.
Well, I'll collect their info based on
that. All right. I'm just saying.
Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our shows. Some new live from Studio V's. 2 in the past couple of weeks. Up over there. Go Production Tim. He's on a roll.
I know.
T-shirts still for sale.
The Flash DVD
is not for sale. Someone bought one, but how?
I don't know how.
The page was down. The PayPal account is inactive.
I don't.
There are none left.
I do not understand how people are still finding ways to order this DVD.
And I get an email from this guy. Oh, I pay for it. And we checked the PayPal account, and somehow there was money in there from this guy.
I don't get it. I refunded his money. We don't have any more.
There are no more.
If you are backdooring your way into buying one of these things, good luck, because you're not getting money from us, or you're not getting product from us, because we don't have any more. We sold out. They're gone.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Go buy it from Melody Anderson. She's got a bunch left. And Sam Jones, if you find them
somewhere.
Jungles of Mexico, and you happen to run into him. He's got some.
Don't forget, fresh lemons for his tea. then ask for the DVD.
And then give him a different teacup.
Right.
Because he doesn't like that one.
Right.
Just saying.
Just putting it out there.
And with that, Just Mike, do you have any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 181, Toy Fair 2010, part 2?
I really can't stand watching Lost anymore.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Come to this, we try to warn you all, but oh dear, you may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. We thought that most of you were sweet, especially tiny tots and your friends and women. So long, so long, so long, so long, so long, so long.